Hello, everyone. I'm Tony Anadio, a history mentor in Latham. And in this podcast, I'd like to share a few thoughts about the subject of learning styles. What is the process of learning? We perceive existence with our five senses, and then the faculty of reason provides us with cognition. We all learn in many different ways at different times and places. The basic learning styles, we're told, are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic or experiential. We all have strengths and weaknesses in our own learning processes, and we tend to favor the ones that make us most comfortable. Who can be against comfort? But there is a dark side. Whenever I hear a student who is taking a course with me say that they are a particular type of learner, I cringe inside, though I never let on to the student. Their comment is usually made in an effort to avoid assigned work in a course or to rationalize inability. I'm not sure how it comes about, but it seems as if they've taken some kind of survey or read some article somewhere. In the past, students taking one of my history courses have told me that they are a kinesthetic or experiential learner. I could answer, "Sure, that sounds great. Go learn by doing. Figure out how to mine metal ores, smelt them, smith them. Figure out how to build ships, roads, buildings, make pottery. How to plow, irrigate, farm, make clothing. Figure out medicine and surgery, astronomy. Learn to paint, sculpt, and play music. Go construct laws and government. And don't forget to engage in all that warfare. If you can do all that in 15 weeks, then more power to you. But if you can't, then you'll have to read and write and look and listen. I can help you with all that, but I won't help you limit yourself because you or someone else has labeled you a particular type of learner. You must be every type of learner." There are many instances in life in which we must play to our strengths and avoid our weaknesses, but life is not an instance. What might work at a particular time might not work as a lifelong strategy. I may have been fortunate in my grammar school education that they did not herd us into learning style corrals, which remind me of learning theories which have come and gone, like new math or whole word, or of pop psychology movements. They can have devastating consequences. We should be open to new ideas, but just because they are new or others have adopted them does not make them valid or better than time-tested methods of education. I would argue that we'd be better off focusing on something even more fundamental than learning, which is thinking. I tell all my students that I will teach them the things that happened in history, but the most important thing I will teach them is how to think about history. It is one thing to know, it is another to understand. Good thinking is the foundation of all learning styles, and I am not convinced there is mastery. It's a bit like that old joke. A person asks a cab driver, "How do you get to Carnegie Hall?" And he replies, "Practice, practice, practice." Take the opportunity to remind students that thinking is a skill that must be practiced your entire life. It is hard work, but it is joyful work. It is the key to everything we do. No matter the subject, it is important to make direct connections between the course material and the abstract thinking skills necessary to understand it. For example, many people say that it is a waste of time to learn algebra because they'll never use it in real life. But one of the abstract principles in algebra is finding out the unknown by means of the known. We all do that in our lives. Understanding the Iliad and the Odyssey helps us to understand human nature, which is why those works have resonated through the centuries. I'm not making the assumption that any of this is news to you, but rather as a suggestion for dealing with students who have narrowed their thinking to one style and are not eager to explore the others. Even a little bit of practice in those will make them better thinkers and more successful students. We all want that. Thanks for listening.